This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. The idea of publicly financed political campaigns isn't new. It's been done in many cities in a number of other countries and usually successfully. In fact, it's done in Albuquerque, but the number of city candidates who are participating in the public financing is dwindling. In the last city election for mayor, only one of the candidates used it. When it was first introduced, nearly all the city candidates took advantage of it. Common Cause is trying to get a new version on the November ballot that will, they hope, get more involvement. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The problem is that most of the candidates feel they're at a disadvantage if they limit the amount of money they can get for a campaign without corporate donors and big money contributors. If one is running for mayor on the public dollar, as Tim Keller did, it limits the contributions to about $400,000. It works best if everyone is playing with the same cards, but they don't. The other candidates in the race raised more. Under the proposed plan, instead of every candidate having to go out and get $5 from a lot of people who also signed the petition, the democracy dollar would be given to the candidates by supporters among those who are registered to vote. More after this. Every registered voter would get a $25 democracy dollar they could donate to their favorite candidate, who could then go to the city clerk and get money. The money for the democracy dollars would come from the same fund as the current public funding, the Open and Ethical Elections Fund, so it would cost no more. There is over $3 million in that fund now. Common Cause says that they needed to get 19,480 signatures on the petition to get the democracy dollar idea on the November ballot. They got 28,000. City Clerk's office now has to verify every one of the 28,000 signatures to ensure that at least 19,480 are valid. A tough job. The plan is similar to the one passed in 2015 by the City of Seattle, Washington, which distributes what they call democracy vouchers to qualified residents. It apparently has been working well there. In 2005, when the public financing of elections bill was put before voters, 69% said yes. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
In 2009, all three mayoral candidates used the new system when Richard Berry beat incumbent Marty Chavez. In 2013, Berry took private donations and raised twice as much money as challenger Pete Dinelli. Last year, only Tim Keller played. Will the new democracy dollars work? Well, it only has a chance if voters say yes in November. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.